Today I'm going to interview another one of my students who's also working with me at this time. His name's Bob Underwood. Bob's a veteran of the Gulf War. He flew a Navy jet off an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf at that time. He just started investing in the past couple months, and he's already seen success.
I actually sold my house that I was living in 4 days by using the techniques of your ebook. So that's when I became a believer.
So once you signed up, how long did it take you to get your first deal together?
Well, I think it was about 3 weeks.
Tell us about the deal.
Okay, well, I went out to the house, and the gentleman, he owned the house free and clear, and he was tired of being a landlord, and he had a lot of properties, and he just didn't want to put the time into fixing up the property and reselling it. And he didn't like realtors. And so I went out and looked at the house, and we developed a rapport, and he liked me and I liked him, and so I just asked him, well, how much do you want for an all-cash deal? And that was the extent of my negotiation. Now this house, I had done my homework before, and I knew that the comps were about $125 to $130, and it didn't need that much work. It needed to be repainted on the inside and some new carpet. And I was hoping in my wildest dreams that he would say 75, but he said 68.
Great.
And so I managed to maintain my composure as we went ahead and signed the contract.
That's great. And then how did you get rid of it?
I decided just to go ahead and flip it, and I called a competitor ad in the paper, a few of them, and I had two investors who rehab full time, and they came out to the house at the same time with the gentleman that I bought the house from. So we were all in there together, and everybody knew what was going on. And I thought that was kind of cool.
That's great.
And so
you can really do this stuff with full disclosure. Everybody needs to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And you don't need to explain the intricacies of why you're structuring it the way you are and all that, but everybody needs to know that you're making a profit and that you're going through this process. And it's the ethical way to do it.
I bought the house from him. He knew I was going to make a profit. He didn't
care
because I was going to pay him what he wanted. That's
right.
All he wanted. And the guys that I bought the house from, they knew I was going to make a profit, and I told them, look, here's the price, and it was $10,000 more than what I bought it for. And it's still a great deal for them. And both of them knew it, and both of them wanted the house. But the first guy that called me, in fact, he called me when I got home that night. My phone was ringing, and one of them wanted to buy it right then.
And how much did you charge him for the lease after to sign it over?
Well, we did it. I sold it for $10,000 more than what I paid.
But you never closed the first one. Did you do it as an assignable contract, or how did you?
Well, what we did was, the way I structured this deal was, the gentleman I bought the house from, we hadn't done business before together, so I asked him what he would be comfortable with, and he said, well, I'd be comfortable with $1,000 down. And so that was okay, and I had that, so I went ahead and wrote him a check. But before he cashed that check, I had the check from the investor for the same amount,
right,
and the balance is at closing.
So he paid you in advance. Well, now you're not doing this full-time, correct?
That's correct.
And how many hours a week does it take you to do this, to do the real estate stuff that you're doing now?
Well, it really doesn't take long until I find a property that I want to pursue. Because really what I do is I check my voicemail, and people call my voicemail, and I call them back and see if their property is something that I would like to pursue. I think it's fair to say that most of the time it's not, because the people aren't motivated, or they are a little unrealistic in their expectations or their desires, and so I kind of put them on the waiting list. I'll call them back in a week or two and see how they're doing. But once I, like on this particular deal, I actually felt a little guilty, because all I did was I went out to look at the house once with the gentleman I bought it from, and then I went out to the house again with both investors, and that was it.